Simonim Kuftadi Dalen, Kuftadi Hey, Kuftadi Vov. Birchas HaZimun. Binyamin Stieglitz was getting married during Corona. And unfortunately, this is actually, his dechasin was slated for Monday, and then the authorities heard about it, so they made it on Sunday in a school. This is a school, elementary school and high school, and driveway in between the two. And this is the best way. School has 10 different rooms, classrooms, and each school has, 20 classrooms. And you can't have more than 10 people in each room. So they had 10 people in each room with big signs on it that say, no more than 10 people in each room. Gezel gomer if anybody comes and eats in more than 10 people in each room. Terrific. So each room has 10 people. And they get up to benching. They want to know, could they be mezamen? B'chol. They say Shever Brachas. They don't say Shever Brachas. The chasen is not there. They could say Shever Brachas. The chasen is in one of the different rooms. They're allowed to say Shever Brachas with them. They're allowed to be mezamen with them. They all answer together. They don't answer together. One guy says, we can't see anybody else. We don't have anything to do with anybody else. They start benching. He benched. They tell him in the middle. No, what are you talking about? Of course you could. Of course you could have bench. We all came for a chasana. We all could be mitzarf. He's like, he's like, azan azako. No, he already finished. Because they tell him, there's exactly 10 people in the room. If they need the 10 people, then they're down to 9. So he's out. They could be mitzarf. They can't be mitzarf. They're all mitzarf together. They're not mitzarf together. One guy came in number 11 into one of the rooms. The guy came in, he didn't see the sign, and he ate. Halfway through, they tell him, my friend, there's a big sign that no more than 10 people, and you're eating somebody else's food. This is Gezel Gomer. He benches or he doesn't bench? What's he supposed to do? The halach is as follows. We saw when he gets to Zimun, that to be mitzaref for Zimun, the halach is that if you have two groups of people and they're in the same building, if they can see each other, they're mitzaref. Even if they can't see each other, if they have one shamish being mishamish, both of them, they could also be mitzarf. And not only that, even if you don't have one shamish being mishamish, if they all came for the same reason, like everybody sat down for a chasano, b'nei chuppa, they're also mitzarf. And therefore, in all the classrooms, they could all be mitzarf. As long as they were nichnas, mitzchila odas, they could be mitzarf. The only problem is, the two buildings can't be mitzarf together. Because since they have a driveway in between, the halacha is that if you have Rishus HaRabim, the Mishnah Berurah says even a Shvil HaYochid, that's Kavua, is not Mitzarif them. The Beir Halacha says even for Bnei HaChuppah that were Nichnasu Mitzchil HaDaskach, they're not Mitzarif. Mainly the two buildings can't be Mitzarif together in the Zimun. However, in the one building, even if they don't see each other, and even if there's three different waiters, and they don't have the same waiter going back into each room, it doesn't make a difference. As long as they're Mitzchil HaDaskach, it's not a problem. What's the story with the guy that benched already? Could he be mitzarf to the Zimun? So we saw Benegea to, he himself can't be mezamen. Once he already benched, ain Zimun l'mafreya. However, if he's needed for somebody else to be mezamen, if you have two people, three people that ate together, l'mashal, and one of them benched already, he could answer to the Zimun, three ate the Zimun, he's not yotze. If you have 10 people, and three people benched already, they could also be mitzarf. They're not yotze, the other 7 people are yotze. Ain't Zimun l'mafreya, it doesn't work for that person himself. Now, what's with the 11th guy? The guy that ate, and he caught himself in the middle that he's eating gezel. So the halacha is, we saw that if somebody eats something which is usher for him to eat, then he doesn't make a bracha l'b'tchil l'b'tchil. Now, this guy made a bracha l'b'tchil. He only knew in the beginning. He only knew in the middle that it's a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if a person was b'shoigig, imachal b'shoigig, v'nizkar achar l'asay, that's the Tazrid Kamachorin, the Zechir Yochel of Arachel B'Saif. That he could be Mavarachel B'Saif, since there's only B'Shoigig, Mimela in such a case would be able to be Mavarachel B'Saif. Mimela, it's not a problem. If it's B'Mezid, in a Hanami, B'Teya Berech Niyat Hashem, and by Gezel, we're even more Machmer, by Gezel, it says, in Gona V'Gezel Chitim V'Tochen of Often, even though you're Koinit, Yeshemim, that we're more Machmer, you wouldn't be, as B'Teya Berech Niyat Hashem, you wouldn't be able to be mitzarf. Mamela, in this case, that the guy only realized afterwards, since he's a shregi, Mamela, even though he made a bracha in the beginning, maybe he shouldn't have. Had he known, however, b'di'evet, certainly b'saif, he was allowed to make a bracha mitzarf.